them of the ministry's Learn to Earn initiative, inform them of the nature and structure of the ministry's proposed Safe School initiative, and encourage them to press on in the face of adversity.
Took the opportunity to encourage the students to put the terrible events of the past behind them in their educational odyssey, and to focus on their studies, to recommit themselves to the educational process, and to also assure each and every child of 8 Mile Rock that each and every one of them is a precious jewel in the minds of the ministry and my senior officials.
Minister Bethel said teachers at the institution were also able to express their concerns. He said many of them are hurting and feel they are now being stigmatized.
Got a sense of determination from the teachers that they would soldier on, that they would make things right for the students and for the school. And I got a strong sense of commitment from them. But I think those were it was a sense of hurt that they had over the events that had occurred.
Minister Bethel noted that his ministry will do all in its power to ensure a brighter future at the school.
You have to sometimes just move forward and seek to make the best of the situation. And the ministry will continue to hold itself in readiness to do everything in its power to help each and every individual.
Our Pekisha Edgecombe, of course, bringing us that story from Grand Bahama tonight. School drop-off zones becoming more dangerous.